Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Enjoy the Songcore presentation.
Well, good morning, North State. How are you? This is called North State Now, this show that we're about ready to launch for you. A lot of conversation tonight. Linda Bott here. How are you on this 6 p.m., first Thursday of the month? My God, what's happened? Alex is at the helm. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing great. How's everything out there?
Good, good, good. We're gonna have a little ticket giveaway. We're gonna talk about what's been going on? Because the life of the last, I don't know, 30 days or 15 days or 3 days of Linda Bott and what we've, where we've been in the community to support that amazing things we've seen. When I say we, is that weird? Because I'm like, you know, I'm right here. But Carl and I are busy all the time and some wonderful things. We're going to have some tickets away. And then at 6:30 tonight, we have Cleveland Bonet and Paul Senn. Hopefully Paul's coming. But Cleveland will be here because Saturday night, we're going to be talking about the dream come true with the 40-piece jazz orchestra that will be live at Shasta College. And I'm blessed to be part of that, getting to do two songs. And if you've ever performed, or if you've ever been a singer, or you have, or you sing with a band, or even just for fun, when you are in front of a 40-piece orchestra with strings, there is something that happens to you emotionally. All of, the senses are turned, the volume's turned up. And it's pretty amazing. Because with jazz, although this is not like free jazz, I mean, it's going to be jazz, but these are world-class musicians that are playing like, can you imagine the rehearsals when we're talking about trumpet, sax, and that kind of thing, where they're executing these notes perfectly?
Yeah. No, I can't imagine.
And we forget, you know, being that good of a player is like being an athlete.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They take it very seriously, and Cleveland has done, like with my two songs, he has completely, I mean, done the arrangements completely fresh. And they are so, it's a journey. Each one of them is like a mini film.
Wow.
Really cool. So I think the tickets, I'm not exactly sure of the price. I think the $37. But I saw the program, and it goes, I think, 7, and then an intermission, and then 7. It might be 8 songs. And then there are 2 other singers as well that are going to do 2 songs. So it's not just about me. It's, you know, there's going to be wonderful with the string orchestra and the performances, and then a singer, then another singer, then another singer, and then a couple songs, and then a break. We did a shorter program like this, not too long ago at, one of the schools here with this 40-piece orchestra. I think there was a couple hundred people that came, and I think they were just in awe of, like, are we in Reading? Where are we? I don't care where we are in the world. This is fabulous. And that's just so cool to, see these people, you know, the audience come out with such an appreciative, ear, for attention.
Right, right, right.
I think that is something that's missing. And Alex, I'll share with you, because I'm kind of going off on a tangent here.
Okay.
You know, once I went back into jazz, because I did rock and pop, and I did the Nashville thing with, you know, full band behind me, and so with jazz, I mean, it's really interesting when you do club work. I've done club work for so long. When you do club work, people are talking and drinking, and oh my God, look at that person, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And you're sitting there in the middle of doing, you know, what are you doing the rest of your life? You know, you're doing this fabulous ballad. And you just have to get lost and put your blinders on because, you know, you're doing your soul. But when you're in an environment where the room is quiet and the music is speaking and nobody's talking during the performance, now it encapsulates your body and soul in a different way.
Yeah, I mean, your body is a temple. So I guess you're expressing, you're using that temple as an instrument.
Great way to put it. Great way to put it. So, okay, here we are. We're on KCNR 96.5 FM. We're live here tonight. Again, it's the first Thursday in June 2026 at KCNRradio.com. This is Linda Bott. And I'm going to be giving some tickets away. We're going to talk randomly. But I also wanted to share with you, and I'm going to go throw back stuff back and forth with Alex. Was it yesterday? Yeah. Yesterday I went to, there is a new, we've talked about it before in the morning show. It's called the new, village, the health village, the new tribal health village that's at, next to
Rancheria, right?
The Redding Rancheria, yeah. But, and so it's like you can talk about it. You can try to say it's 195,000 square feet. You can say, it's an indoor and outdoor pool with a track all the way around it. You can say that there's going to be gardens that are, health gardens, a whole health side of it, and then a clinical side to it. And they could say, and you can hear all those things. But yesterday, a group of us met at the at Redding Rancheria, and then they took us out to the site. We had to put hard hats on and yellow vests. And they took us for a tour during the construction. So I think they had 100, I don't know how many guys are still working on this. Because it's still the girders, the pipes, everything is still in process. It's all open. It's naked, before sheetrock and all this other stuff goes in. But I gotta tell you something. I just have to share something with you. We are talking world class. People are going to come from all over the world and the United States. Oh, good. I got my guys here. Oh, Joe Catania's here. Okay, we're talking about these great singers. Okay, well, let me finish my thought here.
Yeah.
So, to look at this beautiful building that is being erected at this point, it is, I can't even begin. The beams, I was like, where is the steel coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the beams coming from? Tell me who manufactured that. They have four different manufacturers in Utah. Because I was asking different things, like, where do they come from? Because the wood that's already on the beams, I mean, it's majestic. It's just like a Four Seasons in Hawaii that some kind of, money is no object. And the way it's positioned in this beautiful, you can't see it really from the street. You think you're going by, oh, okay, that's what it is, and I can see it. You have no idea how fabulous it is. I words cannot describe it. So I was blessed to be able to go there. And what you have to not only be in the tribe, they serve, Medicare, Medicaid. But in this, they're going to do behavioral health. Physical therapy, senior nutrition. It's by Clear Creek, by 273. And it's about a $200 million project.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. To 230. I would think probably on that side because when you look at the beautiful centerpiece and the dome, this is bent like when you have great big pipes that are in a dome I just hope that everybody, when they do the ribbon cutting, everybody needs to see the new Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Village. 195,000 square foot. And, like fitness areas, pools, water features, the whole thing. It's amazing. So I wanted to talk about that and the health village. And then when I come back after the break here, Alex, we've got about a minute. Do you have something that you'd like to add?
Nothing at this point. Nothing of interest. Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. We're going to take a break when we come back. I've got guests that came early, so let's do it. I can't wait to talk to Joe Cattaneo and Cleveland Bonet. So after the break, right here, and Joe is going to be performing Saturday night at this wonderful North State Jazz Orchestra event happening at Shasta College. So when we come back, we're going to talk with the pros. We'll be back after these messages here on KCNR.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Redding. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Enjoy this encore presentation.
Okay. All right, welcome back to KCNR here. This is North State Now with Linda Bott. Okay, the gang just came in, and I'm thrilled. It's 6:19, and of course, it's the first Thursday of the month. We're talking about, you know, everything else is just going to blow over here because I want to talk. I've got the guys in here and the gal, the people making this Saturday night event. What just happened? Okay, thank you so much. Well, we got five mics. We got five mics. A lot of times we want to have five mics open, which means I can't talk to Alex, and he's probably mad, like, I'm cutting you off because I want to talk to him. Anyway, so no, just kidding about that, Alex. So Saturday night is the big night at Shasta College, and I love that when we talk about the dream in Cleveland. Cleveland, you have had this dream to build this North State Orchestra. It's been a long time.
Yes.
And welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You want to introduce who's in the room?
Well, I would like to introduce, first of all, the wife.
She's the power behind. She's the power behind the throne. We know
Absolutely.
That. Kimberly.
Oh, thank you.
Kimberly.
That's amazing.
Kimberly. You have kept the fires at home burning and loving and promoting and pushing and in a loving way.
That's always the goal. Always the goal.
Yeah. You've been doing, I'm going to get tears in my eyes because we all know it takes a team.
It does.
You can't do it really without having the love and support of your family.
That's right. For sure. And having people that just respect your passion. I definitely see where his passion comes from, for music. And
absolutely.
We're doing everything we can to power behind that.
Yeah, sure.
He always has, actually, from the very beginning. From when we started dating, she knew.
And what year was that?
Oh God!
You were like, you were a date of
the
year. I was here, and you
almost 20 years.
Well,
ago.
I just yeah. been 20 years since I've been a little over 20 years. Ago. And
yeah.
you have you were on the cover of Enjoy, and
yes.
I just saw that love language mm-hmm. going on with you in that front cover.
Right. That's right. That was right before we got married.
Yeah, we got married in 2010. We got together in 2007.
Yeah,
so we're coming up on two decades.
Almost
here. Very close.
I mean,
yeah.
You have to, say thank you.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
thank you.
And then look what you've created here. I mean, you guys have created, and not only that, you have your son, and we want to talk with your son a little bit here because he is just, I just want to say this. You've just become this young man. Just a couple years ago, you would not talk. If I came into the room, I would talk. And now you're just all,
he's coming
mature
to his own.
And you're, mm-hmm. you can talk about what you're doing with your music. Mm-hmm. You can talk about I'm playing at my graduation. And I'm like, yes. And he did the sound the last time we did,
That's
one of
right.
these
he
events.
Did. Yeah. yeah, he did.
So, introduce yourself, young sir.
Hello, my name's Braxton. I did the sound at the last event, I think.
Fundraiser. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
right. And you play the drums?
Yeah.
All right. So, what's your passion?
The drums.
All right. Okay, and you're gonna play for your graduation.
Me on the snare. Me
yeah.
on the snare.
Ooh, I love it.
Oh yeah.
And then, of course, we have one of my favorite guys over here who just always makes me feel just like when you have warm butter. Always makes me feel secure and wonderful and beautiful being around you. You just bring that essence out in every person you're around. Joe Catania.
Oh, thank you. I don't know how many people would agree with that, but
well, we agree.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're certainly stand with that.
You're
for
the
sure.
ones that count. Yeah. Well, my children will agree with that. They finally realize what kind of a really great father I am.
Hey, you know, it takes a little while at times for kids to fully get why their parents are the way they
yeah,
are.
Yeah,
sure.
Linda.
Well, when we were rehearsing for the last show, we really talked about your daughter. Your daughter was coming.
Yes.
Your kids, how important they are to you.
Yes.
And you teared up, and I thought, you are just your life force.
Well, thank you.
Are your children and your music.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that order.
Yeah.
Truly. I've been in music all my life, as you know. Mm-hmm. Both of us have. And they've always supported me. You were talking about support.
Yeah.
My kids have just always been there. They come to all the shows I've been. My twins traveled with me from time to time.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's just been a wonderful, wonderful time that I've had doing this. And then meeting you and Cleveland and I go back. And
way back.
He talked about this dream with the North State Jazz Orchestra
a long time ago.
Let's talk about when the idea came to you, Cleveland, the visual, you've always thought about, but let's go back to the inception of your parents, where, how you grew up, and that you thought one day, why is it 40? Why isn't it 45? Why isn't it 35? What was this vision?
Again, music has always been, you know, a part of me, just like you guys. Again, I have been playing for most of my life since about 3 or 4 years old. But I was also not only just playing, but I was listening to music. And because I grew up in a very uber religious home, I was only really allowed to listen to like classical and orchestral music. And so I was always around like bigger ensembles or listening to bigger ensembles as I was growing up. And that always like, it always fascinated me. I got to Reading and of course being around that and always wanting that. I had never actually up until I went and saw and actually got a chance to witness, The Usual Suspects when I first got here. This is in 2008. And I saw Jeff and I immediately after the concert introduced myself and I said, hey, you guys are first of all phenomenal. I said, you know what would be awesome though?
I said,
it would be so cool if I could just incorporate this and then also add like a string section and actually have a full on orchestra. Now I had completely forgotten about that. We had our first rehearsal, which you were just talking about, Jeff came up to me and reminded me, he said, you finally made it happen. So it has been a dream come true. So
let's share with our audience what the usual suspects were, which is a bunch of group out of Reading.
Mm-hmm.
So you moved here in 2008.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. And then you guys were 2007, 2008, then you got married 2010.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So tell us about The Usual.
The Usual Suspects were basically, again, the usual suspects of jazz artists here. Literally the ones that you would always go to, you know, for jazz, you know, either gigs or, you know, sessions, whatever have you. And they were the ones you would go to. And Jeff Jones decided to come all together and he called him. He said, yeah, here we have the usual suspects here. And
so I had no idea it was his baby.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I know Paul.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
now, who
mm-hmm.
else was in the group?
Oh my gosh. Dick Turner?
Dick Turner, okay.
I think he was part of it. John Gonzalez.
He was one of the original
pianists.
My original piano player when I moved to Reading, and I love him.
He did my first concert.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think over the years, there have been the people that you associate with jazz, like I think Chris Uchibori, who again, we're no longer with us. Of course, obviously Jeff Jones, Paul Sen, I believe he was part of it. Joe Larson.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Short.
Okay.
I mean, the list
some of the guys that are playing on this concert. Saturday.
Don't forget about the ladies. Wasn't Noelle Ross?
Noelle was actually part of a actually more of a part of Sex Therapy.
Okay.
So
okay.
Which was Dave Short's baby.
Yes.
With
okay.
More
used
of
to
a
do
saxes.
Over there,
yeah.
Night over here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that was great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did a Sunday. Sunday jazzes and they would have like soup and wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else do we need? Jazz,
right.
Soup and wine.
As long as there's bread. We need bread, soup and wine.
Oh yeah, we need to soak it up. Or crackers, anything.
When I first got to Reading, I forgot the year even, but my kids were like in the fourth grade and now they're out of college. But I met all those guys.
Yeah.
And I moved up from the Bay Area, and I was touring around the Bay Area, touring the United States with these great players. And I came to Reading, and I thought, where did these guys come from?
Right. That was actually my first impression, too. Like, in this, like, little town, they have such great talent.
Okay,
and
yeah.
No
it
idea.
Blew my mind, because yeah. I met Paul and those guys. I went to go see him, and I said, you can see my expression
right now.
It's like, I said, what?
Right. Exactly.
And then I knew that I landed somewhere.
Absolutely.
Where I was going to be happy because I was thinking, all right, you know, when you leave the Bay Area and you leave those musicians, they forget about you really fast.
Yeah. There's so many.
Yeah.
You're
constantly moving.
Fill in that space, right?
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I was so impressed with them.
Yeah.
And I was in heaven. And then my sister introduced me to Linda.
Aww.
And we were doing it was a fundraiser, I think, for Turtle Bay at the Civic Auditorium.
Okay.
And Jackie said to me, could you sing a song with this woman who's a vocalist? She's going to sing and you can do a duet. And I said, sure. And then we discovered where we had met before. And I know we ran into each other when you were with Dean Martin. And it just blew my mind. So
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing, Joe. We have, yeah, we do have history.
Yeah.
And on that note, I'm going to take a break here because we have sponsors. it's really important. It keeps the lights on.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to come back. We're going to talk. Let's get into the meat and the potatoes about what's happening on Saturday night.
Absolutely.
And the singers and the orchestra, the arrangements.
Yes.
Some of the songs. But we'll be right back. This is Linda Bott. This is North State Now here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. Always streaming on KCNRradio.com. If you like the show tonight, please go back. It's archived. You can hear this and listen to it and treasure it like we all do. We'll be right back.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billy, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Enjoy fun with the whole family with Reading Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. Come down to the 19th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 14th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Reading area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Reading California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035. 530-941-9035 or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
K
this would be a good jazz. Can you imagine doing this like a jazz interpretation of this song? I just hope so that with the Cleveland twist.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
All right. So anyway, we're off on a planet of creativity right now. And welcome back to our show here in North State. Now, so happy to have Joe Catania and Cleveland Bonet and his beautiful Kimberly and Braxton.
Oh,
the little drummer Braxton.
Oh yeah.
Braxton about ready to graduate playing drum. Braxton. Okay.
He's graduating from his first year of drum. He's brand new. You could still be graduating from something.
Yeah. And great.
Yeah, yeah.
He's graduating from his first year of drum.
To the next year.
I like it.
Yeah.
He's going to, before you know it, he's going to be playing drums in the next, you know,
next realm,
so,
right?
Yep. Let's go into the song preparation of how you decided to do the rundown, and when you picked the first three or four songs that you knew that you had to have for this particular concert.
So immediately, I thought of you three. You, Linda.
Oh my God! We weren't asking for that compliment, but we'll take it.
And Nyla Kathleen as well. I had
Nyla Kathleen.
Yes, we had her.
What a tone that woman has!
Oh,
yes,
my!
It's piercing.
And I had a
beautiful
three,
piercing. Yeah,
all three of you in mind. But I have to say that it was Joe's song that actually started it off, and the reason for that, and I kind of made a little bit of a, told the story a little bit at the first concert. When I first met Joe, it was through a mutual friend, Tony Armston, who again, unfortunately is no longer with us. But we met, and he was like, "Yeah, you got to check this guy out." And we went to actually to your beautiful home. I think it was out in Palisadro or something like that. And I was sitting at the piano, and he's like, "Yeah," and we were like vibing, and I was like, "Yes, I'm loving all of this." And then he picked Waltz for Debbie.
Yeah.
Okay, that's your song. When he says your song, okay, yes. What is the song?
Waltz for Debbie was my albatross, because when I tell you I butchered that song,
did you?
Like, Joe was looking at me like, okay, you can play, right?
I was being as nice as I could be.
He was looking at me like, bruh, like, what's going on? And it was because of the fact that if you're looking at the real book, or just even chords, but I think actually we were using your book.
Right, it was my book.
The chords don't really necessarily represent what, you know, you're supposed to be playing.
Oh.
And for years, I was just looking at this. I never, ever listened to
Bill Evans'
version of it to see what it was supposed to be. I just was going off of the chords, and every time I would look at it, I would butcher it. We had another gig where he was, again, we finally got to that song again. I'm like, I got this, Joe, right?
I wasn't going to call the gig. I don't know.
But he ended up doing it anyway.
So it was like a little block, and you were like, I'm going to get through this block.
And finally, I listened to the actual song, and I was like, oh, it's that chord? I mean, it was like the epiphany was just and so then I just wrote and wrote and wrote. So his song was actually the first, it was actually a collaboration with me and one of my students, who's also an amazing orchestrator, Salman Yates.
Okay.
He came up with some of the parts of it, but the entire arrangement was for the most part mine, and his was actually the first one. But as I was doing that, I heard your song in my ear, Don't Get Around Much Anymore.
Okay.
So now, even though we didn't do that one for this first one, then I asked you, what is your next favorite? You told me it was, It Never Entered My Mind. I had never heard that song before.
Beautiful
and you,
song.
You let me hear it. I said, oh, I understand why. Like, yeah. That's awesome. That is amazing.
Well, it was, you know, there's a lot of songs we say is our favorite songs. So what do you pull out that's like, that, you know, you're memorized? But there's something about It Never Entered My Mind that is, I think I maybe did it on an album a couple times back, but don't do it a lot.
Okay.
And so I thought, God, an orchestration. Cleveland will hear this and do something really beautiful with it, which I'm sorry. That is just so off the charts. Your arrangement is like, yeah. Nelson Riddle, sit down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, that was the last song that I actually worked on. It was the very last one. So that one that you were, you know, that was, you know, close to your heart. That was the last one I actually worked on. And so I put a little bit more, you know, times that I actually had a little more time to actually one. But it has been, it took me for those six songs, for Nala's, I think it was Orange Colored Sky and Stardust. For those six songs, it took me about 3 years to finish.
Wow.
Now, obviously, again, I'm doing this all on my own.
Yeah.
You know, a bunch of writers are helping me to kind of, I had to literally put these things in note for note. And as I'm creating this and I had the general idea of it, it just kept expanding. Mm-hmm. And so it took me a little time. But, you know, it's done now.
But it was, thank goodness. And so I bet you, Kimberly Braxton, when you were there and you saw it actually develop, like the cake, you got to taste the cake.
Yes.
And were you just like,
I was blown away because I'm standing at the podium and I am the MC of the event. So I had a unique spot because we didn't have a chair sitting at our one in February. So I was kind of standing the whole time, which was fine with me, but I was just, I got a front row seat to see his face and how his smile was just ear to ear on his face. And I just remember thinking he was having the time of his life doing something that he really loved, and that the musicians were also having the time of their lives. The vocalists were having the time of their lives.
Yes.
And that was just such a, just a very poignant moment. I think that is one of those things that you see it come together and you're like, this is what he's been working on. This is what's been in his head, and having it come to life is pretty special to watch it happen.
And there was such respect, and so amongst the musicians backstage, people that I had, some of them I hadn't met or I hadn't played with, and just the respect between the musicians or amongst the musicians, and the string players. Joe, didn't you feel that this is, there was no, nobody was better. There was no ego. There was just this beautiful, we're in this moment and we are going to execute this with love and honor. And that, I mean, it doesn't get better than that.
That's exactly how it went.
Okay.
And that's how I felt right at the very first rehearsal. Mm-hmm. And it has a lot to do with you.
Yeah.
Because if you're bringing it all together. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to leave that first rehearsal. I wanted
Isn't
to.
It special?
I kept saying, "Can we go over my song again?" And he goes, looks at me, you know.
I said, "Just we nailed it, but still, we'll do it one more time.
How about just one more time?" But going back just a second to Waltz for Debbie, when we did about our third or fourth gig,
right.
When you finally listened to Bill Evans, and then we called the tune, and I went, "Ah."
Mm-hmm.
You listened to Bill Evans, didn't you?
Okay.
Yeah. So, and that's a song I've always wanted to record, and they asked me to record that, my producer, Jerry Stucker.
Wow.
And I said, no. Tony Bennett did it as a duet with Bill Evans. I'm not touching that.
No.
My voice is not going down on that one. So.
Well, eventually, eventually I will want to do a recording
of
all of these,
you
know, so.
Yeah, but like that.
Will you two duet is my question, or who's going to duet with you?
No, I'm with the entire orchestra.
Yeah.
Here,
so oh, yeah.
I, yeah.
Okay. Fantastic, Joe.
Well,
yeah.
Nice.
Well,
yeah,
I'm trying to work on that with Jerry.
Yeah.
My producer wants to meet Cleveland.
That's amazing.
We did a couple of originals. I gave him one of mine, but I want to do arrangements, and he's a phenomenal guitarist.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Now, where is he? Where's this producer?
He lives in San Francisco. He produced my albums I did at Capitol in Hollywood. And he's written a couple of things, and he did my Christmas album with me.
Oh, fantastic. Aww.
Yeah. So he's an amazing, amazing musician.
Very
and
good.
Right now, we're writing little things for Hallmark movies and stuff.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's
amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
So. I love a good Hallmark movie.
Yeah, well, we all love
holidays
a good Hallmark movie.
Sure.
Well, you're going to have a good Hallmark movie on Saturday night, folks, because we're going to come back and promote Saturday night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tickets, what we're going to see, what we're going to hear, how you can get there, et cetera. And we do have to take another break, and then we've got our last segment. That's how fast it goes here on the station.
Love it.
You just sat down, and boom. All right, we'll be right back. This is Linda Botta, North State Now. We're coming back with the special guests. Talking about the show on Saturday night, Cleveland Bonet and Joe Cattaneo, and also we've got our beautiful Kimberly and Braxton. Of course, we'll be right back here on after these messages.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces. Every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Charlew's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlew's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Everybody calls the state Alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake, or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771. Or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Yes.
Debbie! Yeah.
Yay! Oh, for Debbie. Oh, my God.
Is this Bill Evans?
Bill Evans, yes. This is his version. And this is the one I heard when I was like, oh that's how it goes. Makes sense.
His version is because he wrote it.
Yeah, right.
You know, I could see how that could be confusing if you've got different chords and then you don't hear the original. Because
it was how the chords were written. It's just they could have done a better job on that. And I know exactly how to do it now, but I mean, it's like they did it in a kind of a messed up way. And they did it in a kind of an easy way, like, hey, this is the chord, and it's not really the voicing that it's supposed to be.
Yeah, his voicings
are way different.
Joe, you've always been you've come in with the big doctor bag, the big doctor bag when your charts. And that yes, just indeed. Shows the old school is like, I got my charts.
Yeah.
And my charts are in the car.
Yeah.
So you got an orchestra, 14-piece, 20-piece. This is the old Vegas days, because I got some of the old gold digger charts in my back there.
Yeah, I have
that
some.
You were showing full me. Orchestra. You were showing me, yeah.
I have some of the big band charts that I keep. But,
yeah. You never know, but never everything's know. Digital these days.
Yeah.
But when you have this concert coming up, and you have to you've done your parts, different, like, sections.
Mm-hmm.
You've been posting, and I was talking about before you got here about when you think about what it is that musicians in their own way are athletes.
Mm-hmm.
When they're going, and they're in unison, and nobody can be off.
Nope.
On those runs.
Nope.
And that the breath control and the professionalism and all of the stuff that has to go with the phrasing. And so you chose the best of the best that Absolutely. Wanted to come and be a part of this.
Absolutely.
So how did you start with the waltz, after waltz from Debbie, that gave you this, I'm going to put this thing together?
So my thing was, if I got to the point where I was tired of talking about it. All I was doing was like, hey, if we did this, and I was tired of that. And I was like, okay, it's just time to just do it. Mm-hmm. And so I started with like, if I start to make the music, then perhaps then this will just finally manifest itself. And little by little, as I was continuing to, you know, get these, and I got to probably to the end of yours, or getting close to the end of finishing yours, that's when Nancy Hill came up to me and was like, hey, we have this concert series, you know, would you be willing to get the orchestra to do that? I was like, absolutely. And then it just, you know, was there, you know, just...
So the first rehearsal, and I'm just, because I want to go into more about what's happening on Saturday night, and then the first 40-piece live orchestra that had about a couple hundred people, is that Sequoia?
300
people. It was wonderful to watch their faces and hear their comments afterwards. They were blown away at what they just witnessed.
Right.
What they just felt, what they just heard, what they just saw. And they were like, I think they were awestruck and amazed. Did
absolutely.
You feel that, Joe?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so we're not just saying, because it wasn't really about us. It was about the nucleus of the beauty of the project and the skill.
Yeah.
The skill was like, how do you talk about... Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
How do you talk about, like, how do people do that?
Yeah.
How did you hang upside down and create, like, this master?
From a rock.
Yeah, from a rock. Carve it out of rock. How long did it take? So anyway, everybody likes to hear that story and the stories of that. So let's get back into a little bit of the concert, because we're jumping around here. So we did Sequoia, then, but we rehearsed the first time. I was trying to say that we rehearsed, and when the strings hit, Joe was sitting next to me. I started to weep.
Both of us. It's like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because all of a sudden the body was encompassed by the feeling of these strings that were right here,
absolutely.
Not on stage, right here. We were right there. Mm-hmm. And then, I love how you do the sections. So let's talk about the rehearsing with the sections, because now you're adding some more songs for Saturday night's performance.
Absolutely. There's some of the hits, if you will, of the last concert are going to be back in. And so we are going to do some of the ones like Hunting Wabbits was one of the crowd favorites.
Which is really a very difficult. Is that a very, so difficult?
It's a very difficult one.
Oh,
and long.
It was long. But they loved it. They loved it. And so we're bringing that one back. But what I felt was in the first couple of rehearsals that I wasn't able to spend time with the individual sections like I would like to. And so I came up with an idea, instead of doing the two full rehearsals, do two sectionals, one with the brass and reed and one with the actual strings. Number one, because the brass and reed, there's a specific, you know, way that you have to rehearse them. They're more intricate, whereas you're looking at the strings as the mood and the overall, you know, flow.
Yeah.
And so, exactly. And so you have to, like, you know, I had to separate that out just to kind of make sure that they were clear about what needs to happen, their parts, so then when we come together on Saturday, actually at noon, to rehearse. Yes, at that point.
Get your chops in order.
Yeah.
Well, here's how amazing it is. I have not sang Body and Soul with the orchestra or with anybody but
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel completely confident to go in at noon and the orchestra is going to hit it.
And
I'm,
right.
they're going to be right there for
yeah.
me.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
They
yeah.
will be.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The good thing is that I made sure that the the harder songs that we did were the first one. So the new, so this next one, a lot, there's not a lot of stops or any slowdowns or anything like that, so it makes it a little bit easier.
So it's more relaxed in the second half.
Yeah.
And there is going to be an intermission.
Yes, there is. Mm-hmm.
All right, so...
15 songs.
It's 15 because I was saying it's 7 and 7 or 8 and 7. Yeah, I was trying to figure out like
7 and 8.
Seven and eight.
Okay, excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
And so it's Saturday night, and there we just want to encourage people. There's still at this point tickets available. Many people are going to come because we're talking about it at the door.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When, you know, when it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if there's going to be nice here to say sold out standing room only.
Oh my gosh!
We can only hope that
gosh.
Would be
yes.
fantastic.
If that is the case, yes.
that is goals right there. Okay,
that's goal. I always like SO sold out. Sorry,
right?
I missed it.
It's only two concerts. This it's going to get there.
Yeah,
and it's going to get there quickly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of our
I think
tickets
we
are
just
almost
have.
Already.
Yeah, tickets are well, they're not almost we're gone this second, but they're moving fast.
Yeah,
and I think people are catching on, and I think a lot of people between. Us being here, and thank goodness for you welcoming
yes,
us here
you.
Today.
Oh, how much fun. This
I
is
love
fabulous.
It. But we've also, Cleveland was featured in an Enjoy Magazine
oh, yes,
story recently
fabulous.
As well,
yeah.
written
right
by
here.
John Truitt.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank goodness for Enjoy Magazine
yeah,
and all
it's
the
a
good
beautiful.
They do.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep. And we've been pushing hard on social media in the hopes that people get a feel for what we're trying to do and for the people that are part of this mission. It's not just playing music. It's not just, you know, it's building a community. It's building a culture here that I think is going to be embraced, and people just need to know it's here to wrap their arms around it. So the sooner they know it's here, we can roll. Let's go.
I love that. So one thing that's missing from tonight is a little background about our other featured singer, Nyla. I want to know about her, and she's got flawless milk skin.
She is
ethereal. She's
her
an ethereal.
Daughter and her daughter's
name is
ethereal.
Ethereal.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
That
yeah.
is the best.
Because Nyla is ethereal. And she just floats on stage, and then she has this tone that is just like, what?
Yeah.
It's like
right?
angels singing.
Yes.
She can literally do opera and then turn right around and do jazz, because we heard it happen. We went to a concert of hers recently
heard
and heard
do
her do both.
R&B.
Yep.
And
she's
then she'll flip
it
around and do like a, uh-huh. a Janis Joplin. I mean, she is
she
amazing.
She just got
yeah,
a gift. She really
yeah.
does.
She
she's
is.
Ridiculous.
And she sings in different languages.
Yes.
That too.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, hello. Let's just like, let me do this German piece of opera.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
Then, yeah.
How are you
so, going to
be good at all the things
I know.
Like that? It's pretty
because
amazing.
She's
yeah.
just cut from a different cloth.
Yeah.
So she will also be a featured singer, and she's going to be doing Stardust, which is a gorgeous arrangement, and the new one.
Orange Colored Sky.
Okay, Orange Colored Sky.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you will be doing It Never Entered My Mind, and... Don't get around much anymore. It's my favorite one to play with you.
Oh, I love it.
It is.
It's going to be
favorite.
Fun. Yeah, it's really. Really? Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. That one and Foggy Day.
Oh, yeah.
Which, again, will be the next one.
Very classic.
We got plans for next
and
season
your,
already.
Your
so.
Next one, of course, is going to be Set 'Em Up Joe. You know that.
Oh,
my baby. Oh, yeah.
One for my
baby.
Set 'Em Up Joe.
That's going to be just like I first saw you at your restaurant.
Yes.
Sitting on that stool,
yes,
the only thing that's going to be missing is a cigarette.
Yeah.
Like,
I can have a fake one. I don't smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
da, da, da,
da, da. No, that's my favorite.
Yes.
I actually stumbled upon that song in a movie, that one that they did on HBO with the Rat Pack, and that was the last, very last song they did.
I just,
oh my gosh. Every time I hear that song, first of all, I was associated with Frank. Frank who?
Joe. And Joe alone.
And of course, it's Set 'Em Up Joe.
Come
like, yes,
Set 'Em Up Joe, absolutely. Joe Catania. So glad you guys are here tonight.
Absolutely.
And Joe, I'm looking forward to hearing and being backstage with you.
Oh, I love
it. This role, and hearing your renditions, your special songs.
You. Absolutely.
Your special songs, Waltz for Debbie and...
Body and Soul.
Body and Soul.
Yeah. I'm not sure I've heard you do that.
I don't think you have.
Yeah.
Just
but
wait.
You're
going to
do my makeup again before I go on stage.
I'll make sure I bring
powder.
Will you please?
I'll bring my very tan powder, okay?
Thank you, yes.
Because have that.
I love it.
From my Barbie show.
Yes.
I still have my tan powder.
I love it.
And so
that's
clear.
Awesome.
To Cleveland.
Yes.
To Cleveland, blessings.
Thank you.
To you too as
thank
well.
Thank you so much.
Kimberly, I love your energy and your both of your soul energy.
Thank you.
And for being able to create this, and it takes a community.
Yes, it does.
Yes,
we've
does.
Got you've got sponsors and grants mm-hmm. and all
yes.
kinds of things
we're
to make this.
We're working on
all
of
that. Those, yeah.
And donations and people. Yeah.
Exactly.
Community powered. Mm-hmm. So,
and so we
can.
Did City Hall. We've done Sequoia, mm-hmm. and then now Shasta College.
Yeah.